Welcome to the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir's English podcast. On the anniversary of the fall of the Syrian tyrant, Bashar al-Assad, beware lest your victory be stolen and offered as a sacrifice on the altar of international interests. Al-Raya newspaper, issue 578, December 17, 2025, by Ustadh Nasir Sheikh Abdul Hayy. These days we stand in remembrance of one of the days of the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the day on which an idol of the age fell, and on which a tyrant who inflicted the worst torment on Muslims and declared a relentless war on Islam, its people, and its Sharia rulings fell after he thought that his masters and supporters would protect him from the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His master America harnessed the enemies of the earth and its criminals to protect him from the wrath of the Ummah and its sincere men in the land of Syria, until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored us with his victory, which placed before us a great responsibility and a great test. Will we crown the sacrifices with the ruling governance of Islam and its state and the implementation of its Sharia law, so that we may be truly grateful to him, so that the blessing of victory may continue upon us? Or will we turn away from his Sharia law and retreat, so that we may be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forbid, like the one who unravels its yarn after it has been spun strong? The pure blood that was shed, the great sacrifices made, the heroic deeds performed by those who fought in epic battles, and the suffering endured by men, women, children, and the elderly, none of this can be repaid except by the implementation of Islamic Sharia law through trust, after placing our reliance upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, on the support system that has always stood by us. This system is our natural support, not the mirage of dependence on nations that manipulate us. This is a partial victory, a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which only is complete with the realization of the revolution's fundamental principles, including the complete eradication of the Kafir colonialist and the end of his influence on our lands, so that the Ummah may reclaim its usurped authority. Our joy at the tyrant's downfall should not make us forget the infidel Kafir West, led by America, the root of all evil, and their agents in the region, are plotting a great scheme against us. The pursuit of America's illusory favor will only bring us humiliation and disgrace. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken the truth when he subhanahu wa ta'ala said, مَا يَوَدُّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ وَلَا الْمُشْرِكِينَ أَنْ يُنَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ خَيْرٍ مِنْ رَبِّكُمْ. Neither those who disbelieve among the people of the book nor the polytheists wish that any good should be sent down to you from your Lord. Al-Baqarah 105. America's crimes in Iraq, Afghanistan, Somalia, and everywhere else are well known. In fact, everything we have been subjected to was with a green light from them to return us to the embrace of the tyrant's regime and its oppression. Moreover, our people in the blessed land of Palestine are being killed with American weapons and unlimited American support from the Jewish entity to consolidate its usurpation of the first of the two Qiblas and the third of the three sacred masajid. This is the reality of America, which raises the banner of the war on terror to vent its hatred on Islam and Muslims. For the Americans, Islam is terrorism, and they strive day and night to stifle any serious and sincere attempt to restore Islam embodied in the reality of life through a state that implements it and carries its da'wah to the world as a message, risala, of guidance and light. Seeking to please America puts us in front of a great danger that threatens us today, which is the danger of recycling the defunct regime with new faces, or replacing one secular constitution with another secular constitution in its likeness, under the names of the civil state or democracy that separates deen from life and the state and makes legislation for humans and not for the Lord of humans, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and pardons the greatest criminals and even puts them in the center of decision-making under the pretext of achieving civil peace and communal security. In conclusion, we must understand that the flight of the criminal Bashar and the collapse of his security and military apparatus do not signify the end of the battle. However significant and decisive this may be, we must realize that the true battle is not merely with individuals, but with an ideology, a policy, and a methodology, It is a battle between the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the rule of man, between the Sharia law of the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the laws of the West. A battle between the authority of the Ummah and the authority of the Kafir colonialists. A battle to uproot the secular system and reject all solutions of surrender concocted in the corridors of greedy, conspiring nations and their tools, such as the United Nations and its Security Council, which are the source of the disease and the wellspring of evil. Do not be deceived by the claims of those who discourage, demoralize, and spread rumors that we are weak, incapable, and helpless. Our aqidah is the lifeblood of our existence and the source of our strength. Beware lest your victory be stolen and offered as a sacrifice on the altar of international interests. We have a lesson in the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَتَرَى الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ يُسَارِعُونَ فِيهِمْ يَقُولُونَ نَخْشَى أَن تُصِيبُنَا دَائِرَةٌ فَعَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَأْتِيَ بِالْفَتْحِ أَوْ أَمْرٍ مِّنْ عِنْدِهِ فَيُصْبِحُوا عَلَى مَا أَسَرُّوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ نَادِمِينَ. So you see those in whose hearts is a disease hastening towards them, saying, we fear that a misfortune may befall us, but perhaps Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring victory or command from him, and they will become over what they concealed within themselves regretful. Al-Ma'idah 52. We remind our people in Ash-Sham, Syria, the stronghold of the Muslims, and the people of sacrifice and redemption, that you who have preserved, endured, remained steadfast, and sacrificed your revolution, arose for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the masajid, the houses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, demanding its dignity and honor, the restoration of its identity and the splendor of its civilization, and declaring its allegiance to its deen and its Lord, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, striving to establish his Sharia law under the umbrella of the Islamic State and to disavow all man-made systems imposed upon it. This will only be achieved through the great civilizational project undertaken by our forefathers. Do not accept anything less than the ruling governance of Islam, for it is Islam that will bring about the pleasure of our Lord. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, address our problems, preserve our security, protect our honor, restore our dignity, and crown our sacrifices. This will not be achieved through a state with a republican, monarchical, or democratic system subservient to the West, nor through a nationalistic state that further tears apart the body of the unified Ummah. Instead, it will be achieved through the establishment of a system emanating from the light of prophethood, the system of the second Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate, the promise of our Lord, the exalted Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the glad tidings of his messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, a state in which there is no place for nationalism or sectarianism or patriotism. It is a state of justice, care, and dignity, protecting its borders, liberating occupied lands like Palestine and Kashmir, and carrying the guidance of Islam as a light and mercy to the world. So hasten your steps and strengthen your resolve, certain of the promise and victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you correct your approach and path, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala practically by implementing his Sharia law, for true victory, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala willing, is imminent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَيَوْمَئِذٍ يَفْرَحُ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ بِنَصْرِ اللَّهِ يَنْصُرُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And on that day, the believers will rejoice in the victory of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gives victory to whom he wills, and he is the exalted in might, the merciful. Ar-Rum 5. Member of the Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir in Wilaya, Syria.